Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's your two faves. We're back.
It's your two faves.
It's your two faves. What up?
Guys, we need to really put a round of applause together that Lars is potting and overcoming a bad cold.
The gay cold got me at last. And
I texted you. They got me, gal.
They got me. It's not COVID. I got my COVID test right away.
Thank God.
And that was negative. So it truly was the gay cold. Swooped me up and gave me a hug that's still going. But I feel
like... It gave you a hug.
Yeah. It took me out for 48 hours. Like completely like baby flattened. Like I was like, I literally can't move, my sinuses are like aching, my teeth hurt, like I'm just feel like so faint, I just have to sleep.
Yeah.
And then now I'm on the mend. I sound worse than I feel.
You know, you sound, it's a very like, it's a very unique voice today, and I think you're, it's very, it's like very radio voice.
It's a little so Lindsay, like, scratchy.
It's a little Mykonos.
It's a little Lindsay after doing like a few too many toots of cocaine.
A little post-nasal drip.
Yeah, post-nasal phlegm bomb that she hasn't quite cleared out.
Yeah, but it's like a little chic. You know?
I like being a little bit scratchy. Yeah.
Like being a little sick is like kind of chic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gay cold. I was surprised that I was like, knowing you as like a staunch queen of the gays, I was like, when's it going to happen to Lara? And then it finally did. So now
how
you're
did
like,
it not get me sooner.
How did it not get you sooner is the real question.
I was like, am I an ally? And then it got me and I was like, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, there it is.
There it
love
is.
Love them. Love yeah. them. Here for them. Fight for their rights.
Love is love.
Love is love, babe.
We're coming to you live just on the precipice of Governor Cuomo resigning. Big news today. Do we care?
I don't care. I have not followed. I was like, he went from like Pierce Nipples daddy to like, he touched me against my will. And then now he's gone. So I'm like, well, the news cycle, it moves fast. And this was like, if you really think about it, it feels like the right way. Like, what you expect for something like that to go. Like when you revere someone too much and like put them on too high of a pedestal, the only way to go is down.
Yeah, the Cuomo sexuals are hurting today. I think.
They really are.
I always forget that he has pierced nipples.
Or like what appears to be a duo of pierced nipples. I think there's like, no other way around it than they were pierced. I'm sorry, but like if a straight presenting man has pierced nipples that you can see through his polo shirts, chances are he will grab your ass. I'm just like saying.
Yeah, he's definitely like, I mean, that denotes you have to be a little bit of a freak.
Yeah.
With pierced nipples. Like I'm generalizing, but like you don't just pierce your nipples if you're just like a chill missionary sex person.
There are straight men that love nipple play, and I love that for them, love that for me if I'm gonna fuck them, but like that's taking it to a new level and also like trying to hide it or keep it on the down low, but then you're also not, because it's like he clearly wanted us to know that the nips were pierced. Yeah.
I think he was into that, making us wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Which like just come out and say it.
And I think it's weird like, to like stan government employees.
Yeah, it's really a lesson weird. In like that's so weird. And in the last year, because things were so dire, we had and there was no leadership from the actual like we had no choice but to turn to like, I mean, we've talked about it. I think celebrity culture got like inverted last year and everyone's minds got scrambled and we started like stanning politicians and like the head of infectious disease research.
It's been percolating for a long time. Like I feel like Pelosi and AOC, and then it led to like Cuomo and Fauci, and like it just continues. Like
but last year I think really warped everyone.
Went into overdrive.
I think it was like a little bit like we like deified our leaders, like kind of medieval style. And
like
I think it got a little out of control.
Yeah. They work Randy for Rainbow. Us.
Yeah, they work for us.
They should stan us. Like they should be like just picking a rando and being like, fucking Kerry O'Donnell is amazing. Like, look at everything he does. And like they should be the ones like worshiping us. We're their bosses. You know what I mean?
But that's not how it is.
No, but it's just like that's strange to me that it goes, people go so hard.
people were riding hard for Cuomo. Like they were like, yes, like he makes me wet. Like people were going wild for Cuomo.
It was Girls Gone Wild for
Cuomo. It was like Girls Gone Wild. Straight men were going Girls Gone Wild for Cuomo. Like everyone was just like shaking their pierced tits for Cuomo. And like tongues out, you know,
cocks out for Cuomo. Yeah,
it cocks was out for Cuomo. It was like everyone, it was a lot, and I was like, I'm uncomfortable with this. And clearly, it went to his head because he was just like brazenly kissing people against their will. So that's a lesson for all of us. Don't stand
if that lesson is learned.
No, it's not. But we shouldn't stand. Politicians are the worst people. They're the worst. Like on either side of the aisle, they're. I mean, obviously, some are worse than others. Like, clearly, but like. All politicians are, at the end of the day, are like out for themselves, and they don't give a shit about us. Except there's like a few that are like at least have some sense of like the greater good, but most of them are just like want to kiss people against their will, and like
or they want money or power.
So like, just at the end of the day, let's not forget that they're government workers. And we
if you're gonna
stand,
yeah,
if like I stand
someone, if you find yourself about to like share on social media your fucking obsession with a politician, I beg of you to take a step back and then
check yourself,
look up this podcast or a photo of us, and then just stand us instead. That's a more worthy, like,
or yeah, or like stand.
Stan, like, a shoe you like.
stand like a family member or yeah. like someone going, you know, someone who works at some place that you're perusing and they're nice to you.
Or like a food item that you're obsessed with.
Yeah, stan a perfect bar.
Or your favorite Starbucks employee.
Yeah, stan someone that actually makes a difference in your life and makes your life better.
I have a Starbucks employee that I stan, and he makes the fiercest lattes. Like, I always am feeling so good when I go in and I see him and he's like doing his thing, and I know my latte is gonna fucking smack me in the face. It's so strong, and I'm just like, I worship the ground he walks on. But he's also no nonsense. Like, one time Tony barked at another dog in Starbucks and he goes, there's no barking is allowed in here. And I said, yes sir.
I love that. That's not a rule, but he just made it one.
He's a guy who's not afraid to put his foot down.
No coughing in Starbucks.
There's no noise.
I love that.
Yeah, it was powerful, and I had no choice but to stand and respect.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, daddy. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, someone commented that Junior... Rene Graziano's ex, Junior, spoke out against Cuomo and said Cuomo killed more people than the mafia.
No, it was
or Karen's dad.
Karen's Sammy Graziano, Sammy the Bull, said he killed more people than the mafia.
Is Sammy the Bull dead though?
No, he's
he's alive. He's living.
I mean, is he wrong?
Well, wasn't there like
Cuomo
like killed people in nursing homes or covered up like nursing home deaths?
Yeah, he was like moving terminally ill people into nursing homes and then just like making them deal with it because he didn't want to use space that was utilized because I think it would look bad or like look like things were more dire than they were or it would show the truth of how dire things were. So he was covering up and moving like sick people, and then they were all being put together and dying.
I love like the vindication of a mafia, which we know he is. Sammy the Bull is a confirmed serial killer of at least 19.
Yeah. Like when that's like when I would be doing drugs with people and they would be like hardcore and they would just be like, you got to chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it takes one to know one.
Wait, Sammy the Bull is a podcast host.
Well, we might have to listen.
Yeah. I love the mafia underboss to podcast host pipeline is strong.
It is strong.
Wow. Okay. Well, this changes everything.
And it's a great segue.
It's a great segue into...
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara. And you're listening to Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
The Matriarchs
of Mozadeth.
This episode had psychics, it had Z1 Lounge, it had
Buddha Bar or Buddha Lounge.
Just shots of tequila.
So much tequila was consumed over the course of the episode.
So much.
It had Renee starting.
Renee was starting from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So it's the day after the big mob bus. Renee's like, you know, she's just reeling from it. And she goes, the first thing I need is a drink. And I wrote, I bet you do, girly.
I love Renee marches out to some random bar and then sits down. I missed like the cry-on of the bartender or the bartendress and how they knew each other. But I like to imagine that Renee just like muscled her way into a bar and then imposed herself on like an unwilling stranger because no one else was around to like listen to her talk about the news.
Renee just like, this is her Cheers, which is a bar that looks like it's been open for like 2 years. And it's some like ghastly, like
dark, you know, mahogany.
Dark mahogany burgundy bordello vibe bar. And she straddles up to the bar, and this bartender, she walks over and she goes, I'm having a hard time. I know. Did you hear that?
I love a little squeal in the background.
There's children here.
It's cute.
She goes, what? Didn't you see the news? The woman's like, no, I didn't.
Here's to bailing my son's father out again.
And the bartender's like, what? The bartender goes, oh, really?
Didn't you see the news? Did you hear the news?
It's like, no. Like, no one cares about this but you.
And then some other, like, bartender walks over and she goes, why don't you turn on the news? You see it? You see it on the newspaper? And he pulls it up and it's like, the Daily Mail or New York Daily News, and it's like talking about the mob bust. She loves it. This is her element, bragging about the big bust and going to the bar and just like asking everyone if they saw the news. This is like,
but like employees who can't leave because it's their job to be there and like listen to people that sidle up at the bar, and so they're truly trapped in Renee's web of news.
Also, everyone's like, no, I didn't see it. Like, I have bills to pay and, like, a life to, like, I have to go, like, to the market and buy food for my family. Like, I'm not paying attention to the mob watch. Like, no one cares about this except, like, 12 people.
Except 4 women in Staten Island.
4 women. Everyone else is, like, completely moved on with their lives.
Even Carla doesn't care about it. So I would say 3 women in Staten Island give a shit about this news.
Did you hear the news?
Did you hear the news? My That's son's father back in jail.
A surefire, like, if you find yourself in a position where no one wants to hear your bullshit, you need to go impose yourself on an employee who cannot leave their workplace while you just talk at them for hours about your news.
She tells us that Junior got gambling charges. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like he, like, shot someone in the temple.
Yeah, or like slapjacked someone.
But she goes, he's looking at 18 years or 18 months, which is better than years.
18 years? I was like, 18 years.
18 years.
18 months, which is better than years. She goes, but I see it coming. The visits, the long drives to the correctional facility. I'm like, my God, you're obsessed, woman. You're a woman on the brink.
This is their foreplay. Honestly, like, they are, I think they're fucking at this point.
Oh,
like,
they are.
Their foreplay is Junior getting arrested and Renee, like, freaking out about bailing him out. And then that's when she starts to get, like, horned up and wet. And then by the time he's, like, sprung out on bail, it's like they get to consummate. Like, this is now their fuck cycle.
Oh, it's a total, like, fuck zone. And I think, Renee, like, she's obsessed with the drama, and she's just like, it's so part of her. And I don't even know if it's like it's like her foreplay with herself, honestly.
Yeah,
she's like, she cannot escape this cycle. And she goes,
my son was devastated.
I was like, honey, you were devastated. AJ was fine.
AJ has been through this more often than not. Like, this is the case. He is unmoved. You're the one that's reeling. You're at the bar with randos telling them about the news. Like, AJ's not, he's just in his room, like, playing video games and not doing his homework.
He's in his room, like, looking at porn and, like, talking to friends and playing, like, you know, what's that one game we all play? Or no, that other game, Minecraft.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then Renee reveals that she's going to be having a psychic party. And she goes, psychics have always been popular in Staten Island. And I just wrote, oh, wow, okay. The more you know.
Always.
But that kind of makes sense, like Teresa Caputo, Long Island. Like, it's definitely like that. I think that region has turned to like spirits for help.
Definitely.
Dark times.
There's a lot of spirits to mine in that area. And I feel like maybe Italians like love a little bit of Strega. So it's that scratches that itch. She goes, I'm having a psychic party.
I'm having a psychic party. I'm going to bring the women. She goes, they've always been big and popular in Staten Island.
I'm like, Jesus. If I had known that, I would have just like gone there all the time when I lived in New York.
She goes, I need someone to just tell me what to do.
I know. She later says women need people to tell them where they're going in life. They can't think of it on their own. I was like, her warped idea of like being a woman is just like unbelievable.
She's truly living a different, like a totally, she's living in a box of her own making. And I actually appreciate her views on life because I think it's like variety is the spice of life. So I like that there's someone out there that truly like lives and dies by these ideologies.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Her being like, here we go again, the dry long drives to the penitentiary. I'm like, you know, you don't have to do that, right? You know, it's like a choice.
Yeah,
there's no choice. She's hurtling towards oblivion.
It's, you don't have to go see your ex.
You're not married to him anymore. Like, you don't have to do a single thing for this person.
He has to pay you child support, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You can, like, arrange, you can drive your son there or, like, have, but, like, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. You don't even have to, like, process the news if you don't want to. You could, like, just go out and go shopping and get a mani-pedi.
Yeah. She goes, we cut to Drita, and Drita's on her BlackBerry, and she texts Renee, and she goes, sorry about what happened. Do you want to do dinner?
I love this apology text because she was like, well, I really got to apologize. I think it's the right thing to do. And then her text is, sorry is just S-R-Y, about what happened, W-A-T, at the party, .. Dinner.
Dinner.
Dinner. And then Renee gets the text and she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Drita and Karen meet.
Karen's a shit fucking stirrer in this episode.
She's a snake.
She is a snake.
She's also like, I'm like, you know, pick your poison. Like, what team are you on? Because she's like, she's always dragging Renee for being like so obsessed with the mob life, but she's also deeply still obsessed with it.
It takes one to know one.
Yeah. So she's playing both, and I think she's using Renee to get back at Drita a little. Like, she comes over, she's drinking wine. So yeah, I think Karen is kind of playing. She's using, this is her moment to get back at Drita. She's still mad that Drita took her man.
Furious.
She's like, she says like, if I had to come between, choose between her and Renee, I would definitely choose Renee.
Yeah.
I don't trust Drita.
Renee has never double crossed me. And Drita married my ex-boyfriend of 7 years. So we know that, like, she fucking hates Drita.
I mean, to that end, though, like, I don't blame her that much.
No, me neither.
Like, that's fucked up. That's like...
You grow up with someone, you're in the neighborhood, and you then swoop in on their man and marry him, like, you've got an enemy for life.
Yeah, and like... Again, as we said before, this wasn't just some like, oh, we went on like a few dates and it's like weird. No, you were in a 7 year long, you were in a decade long relationship, basically.
But also Karen kind of needs to get over it because like, what did Drita really win at the end of the day? Like, as soon as they got married,
totally.
He went to jail and has been more in jail, spent more time in jail than he spent like with his wife and kid. So
no, that's for sure.
It's like, you kind of have to just... accept that it's all for the best.
And also Drita has children with him, so it's like, get over it.
Yeah, get over it, Karen.
Karen, come on,
Karen.
Oh my God, Carrie.
What?
Did you hear what I'm doing this fall?
No.
I'm taking Sex Unique Podcast on tour.
Wait a minute. I'm doing that too.
I know.
We're going on tour.
We're going on fucking tour. Tickets are going fast. In fact, one of the Chicago shows sold the fuck out.
You're kidding me.
Well, we added a second.
Oh, God.
Head to LarsMarie.com to purchase tickets.
That's LarsMarie.com to get yours now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
She's so Karen. Like, she reminds me of Karen and Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
Oh, Lorraine.
Lorraine, my queen. Renee slaps on some pink and purple eyeshadow and has Karen over for some wine. And Renee is still doing like her bits about Junior's jail time. She goes, have a little wine. It's not the crystal rosé that I'm used to, but Junior's out on bail, so times are tough. I'm like, okay, like,
yeah.
She's okay, pinching Renee.
Pennies. I had to pinch pennies to go down to the clink, bail them out. Can't pay for my crystal. This was like, shut up. You don't need to do this. Have his girlfriend bail him out.
Yeah, it's have her, his like dad mess. Bail him out or something.
Also,
not
I was
your
reading.
Problem.
So Junior's name is, by the way, Junior Pagan, and which I
saw
like,
that too. Which I was like, woo, woo.
He ratted out Renee's dad.
When? After?
Yeah, when he was incarcerated. He was a rat. So Junior's like it's funny that she's so like Miss Mob, like loyalty, but her baby daddy, her man is, or her ex-man is the guy that ratted out her dad to the feds. He was an informant.
But does she know that at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Like, but when the show is filming.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so weird that she's like obsessed, like she's so anti-rat.
Notorious for being a rat in the incarceration of Renee's father, as well as the cousin of late co-star Big Ange.
That's fucked up. Fuck.
He also killed someone in 2010. Like when the show was filming. Allegedly robbed and murdered a Lucchese associate outside of a body shop. Like either shortly after this was filmed or like that year.
Junior was starting.
Junior was starting.
Junior's been starting.
He must just have like a big dick or something.
I think there's just something about the lifestyle and these guys, and they're like tough, and you know that like,
yeah,
they're violent and like toxic, but they choose you, and then you feel special. And like, I mean, we see it play out by the end of this episode, like the love story between like Junior and Renee, and like how much she loves knowing that she can like call him and like have him talk to some rando and like threaten a rando for her.
Let's be real. Who is she really in love with?
What?
Who is she really in love with?
Her father.
Yeah.
Daddy.
So Karen reminds Renee, because Renee was in a blackout the other night when she was fighting with Drita, when she got
she got strangled and truly traveled through space and time and relived her whole life. So as she was like traveling through a wormhole, like reliving her like senior prom and meeting Junior for the first time, their beautiful wedding, like having AJ, Drita was in a rage blackout threatening to wring Karen's dumb twat neck.
She's dumb.
Her dumb. And Karen goes, you're going to meet with Drita. You're not mad that she said she wanted to wring your dumb twat neck?
Oh, it was dumb twat neck? Because when I watched it,
dumb twat neck.
I thought it was dumb fucking neck.
No, and then Renee goes, dumb twat neck. And then
she's talking about her, the way her neck looks.
I don't know. I think it's just like a saying. You can like say like, I'm going to slap you in your dumb twat face.
Because she was very offended by that. She was like the most offended you can be. And I was like, she's really sensitive about her neck.
I think that it's just like,
disrespect.
She would get mad about anything.
She goes, ow! Really? She said that? And then she calls Drita on the phone and she leaves a voicemail. She goes, hi, Drita. She goes, you might be wondering why I'm late for dinner. It's because I'm not coming.
Power move, honestly.
And she goes, I won't be coming to a friend who talks about my, says they want to wring my dumb twat neck. And she hangs up and then Karen goes, wow.
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 And then Renee.
She drags Drita's husband Lee. She goes, he's a fucking bank robber.
What does he do? He pulls a drawer out. One drawer pulls another drawer. And then she's like, you want to play mafia, bitch? I win. And then Karen goes, hold up. I think I might win. And then I was like, "This. They love this shit.
I wrote, ugh, these two.
They are hold true, up. These two. Hold up.
Hold on. These hold on. Two.
I think I might win.
And Ray's like, yeah, okay.
They are like us podcasting.
Yeah, that's
like
us.
Them at hold this up. Kitchen island truly starting is you and I.
I'm Renee.
Hold up.
Hold up.
I think I might win.
I think I might win. What is he? This is a lowly bank robber. I was like, oh my God.
He goes in, pulls a drawer. One drawer, then another drawer. She does like pantomimes, like pulling safe deposit boxes. Imagine, I love the hierarchy.
Imagine insulting your friend by being like, your husband's not as big of a criminal as my dad.
My dad's killed 19 people. What has your husband done? He's like robbed a bank. Anyways, you're like hair flip.
Carlos
is in single mother hell with a disrespectful son and a husband in jail.
I think she has twins.
Her son is the spawn of Satan.
Her son is starting, and he's like showing violent tendencies already.
He curses at her.
He's like your mother sucks cocks in hell.
She's like, Joseph, stop it now. And he's like, fuck off. Like, I truly, this was birth control for me, where I was like, I don't know what I would do if I had a child treat me like this.
She's been a single mother for 6 years. They're in basically her children's entire lives. Her husband's been in jail and he's coming out soon. And so her son is.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, her son's starting. So she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call you father.
So she calls. He calls her because she can't call.
Oh yeah, true. Because he's in the clink.
I was like curious at this point because she said he's been gone for 6 years, and I was like, has she really, like, she still just has not told her kids like where their dad is, and like,
no.
Do they really think he's just been working remotely for 6 years?
He's like in Antarctica. He's like at the research lab in the thing.
Yeah, like where, like they can, and also they can never call him. Like he always has to call. So what are these excuses? Like at first I was shocked by Joseph's lack of respect for his family and just like his terrible behavior. And then I was like, this is learned behavior because I don't think Carla has many boundaries with him. Like it doesn't seem like he gets like truly disciplined in a way that like makes him want to change his actions.
Yeah, I think kids, it's a very like old fashioned, outdated view of like, oh, they'll never, as long as we tell the kids this, they'll just believe everything we say. Kids are really smart and they find out things very soon about like dysfunction in the family.
Yeah.
And I'm sure their kids know that their dad's in jail.
You go to school, like if parents, the parents of their schoolmates know, like I'm sure someone's made fun of them on the playground or like said some shit to them or like bullied them at school. Like there's no way that they're just completely in the dark for 6 years. And no. I'm like, I think this behavior is true as a result of just being dishonest with your children. And then also not having like proper boundaries with them. Like, I don't like to mom shame, but I truly, like, the more I looked at this, and I think also maybe it has something to do with like the Italian like way of raising sons, or like not being as hard on the son, or like kind of letting men do whatever they want. Like, that plays into it a little bit too. I was just
No, it's not, you're not mom shaming. And I think it's just like, yeah, he's the spawn of Satan, but he's like innocent. And he's just like, he's picking up on these bad vibes in his family. And it's like, he doesn't really know how to articulate it except to like be a terror.
Yeah. And he's learned this behavior over time. Kids aren't just like born devilish.
Also, like if you hear the way his dad talks, he's probably like getting those cues over the phone. He's like, so the husband calls and she's like, you need to talk to your son. He's out of control. And he's like, hey, he's like, what did I tell you? The two things you better not do in life, you better not disrespect your mother or your sister. And he just keeps going, she's your mother. She's your mother.
And Joseph keeps going, boring story, boring story. And it's like power move on his part because like, what is this going to do? You're going to have some voice through the phone, like a man you don't really even know who just threatens you, that everyone says is your dad. Like, where is he?
And then he throws something at Carla. And then his sister goes, to dad. She goes, dad, he just threw something at mom. And I'm like, that's going to be a fucked up dynamic because he's coming out soon. He's leaving jail soon.
He's like, you disrespect your mother, I'm going to smash your head or something like that. And I was like, great. Like, what? Like, this is completely ineffective and like so dysfunctional.
And the daughter is going to be like trying to get her because the dad will probably be like more focused on the son in a lot of ways. So the daughter is going to be like tattling on the son to, you know, like it's going to be a whole fucked up.
This poor kid, these kids. I mean, everyone, no one is winning in this situation. It's a nightmare for all. But I'm like, the least you could do is just be like, I mean, after 6 years, can you imagine being like, my mom, like I was lied to for just like 6 years. Or like my mom wouldn't talk about it. It's just like so bizarre.
It's crazy.
Boring story.
Boring story. Renee goes to her therapist, right?
Drita has Drita has security camera TVs in every room of her house.
Yeah, she's watching the Springfield boys,
and she's getting ready to go meet Renee for dinner. But then she gets the voicemail from Renee, and I'm like, who is Drita really late right now? Like, she hasn't even left her house. And Renee's like, you might be wondering why I'm late for dinner.
I think Renee like left this message for the future. She like called, she was like, there's some mafia thing where you can leave a voicemail that's not left until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, I'm confused on the timeline right now.
Yeah, I'm like, why isn't Drita left? She's like still at home getting ready to leave. I was like, is she the one that's like ultimately power moving here? Because she's actually the one that's really late for dinner.
It took her like 24 hours to get ready to go to like to get ZD at some lounge.
She can't believe Renee canceled, but she immediately calls Carla and asks her to go out. And then they just meet in a strip mall parking lot for their ladies' night and like chat in a cold parking lot. I was like, this is Staten Island at its finest.
It was also a very posh parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Like a brick kind of, a fine brick structure.
And she's just kind of like, yeah, I guess I have anger problems, like, because I don't remember what I say sometimes when I'm in, like, a rage blackout.
Yeah.
And Carla's like, yeah, you better work on that. She called
fun
her...
Fun ladies' night.
Dumb twat neck.
Dumb twat neck?
She's saying her neck, like, looks like a twat.
No, I think it's just, like, you can call... Twat is like an adjective in this.
Yeah.
It's like interchangeable with like fucking.
Yeah.
Because Drita's husband, Lee, said that to her when he was yelling at her when they were like having the fight about, he called her a something twat something.
Again, learned.
Yeah.
Everything's learned. Just trauma being repeated on trauma.
Yeah. Everyone calling everyone a twat.
Just everyone is a twat in Staten Island, according to these people.
Yeah. I like that. I need to start using that as like an adjective. You dumb twat, twat hair. Your hair looks twatty today.
You dumb twat nose.
Shut your dumb twat mouth.
Don't grit your dumb twat teeth at me.
It's powerful.
It is. I like twat is a funny word.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Renee goes to her therapist and she's like, I keep getting sucked back into the life I want to leave so desperately. I'm like, yeah, right.
You willingly hop, skipped, and jumped back into that role. Junior's sleeping at her house.
They're fucking.
They're fully fucking. She is riding that murderous dick.
She can't get
probably
enough.
Probably next to AJ's room, and now he has to like hear his parents like fucking. He's like in hell.
Her therapist is great. She's like, well, Renee is like, I can't, when it comes to Junior, she's like, when it comes to Junior, I can't say no. I'm like, oh God. But she kind of says like, with all the men in her life, she has no boundaries.
Yeah.
And her therapist is challenging her. And she's like, but why? You can't or you won't, she says. And then Renee goes, I guess I won't. And I'm like, all right. So she's like.
She's learning.
She's aware.
Like, she's like, I'm losing sight of me. And I was like, she is slow. She gets it. She's on the journey. She's doing the work. It just is taking her a long time to disentangle.
Yeah, she's always, she's a few paces behind.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you always finish. And I think she's going to come to a crossroads at some point. So we just have to, like, be patient with her.
Yeah. I like that we're just seeing this process. I wonder if Renee's sister was like, she needs this show because, like, I need her to, like, disentangle. So I'm going to film her and put her in therapy and, like, make a show so she gets her shit together.
Yeah, it's like intervention.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, maybe this will be the thing. But I think it became a whole beast of its own.
She is addicted to the mafia. She does need an intervention.
Her sister's, like, been through therapy, has totally disengaged from, like, her family's gravitational pull, and is like, I need you to be on my level because I can't get these phone calls anymore because you're re-triggering me.
She's like, if you're gonna act like this, I'm gonna make some money off of it.
Yeah.
Drita and Carla get manicures, and they're just still dishing about Drita and Renee's drama. And Carla goes, I think it's retarded that you guys still have drama. And I was like, what? A real word from yesteryear.
She goes, I don't want to watch my two friends fight. I think it's retarded. I'm like, oh my God. She wants to invite Drita to Renee.
At this point, they need to get over it. Oh, Drita's also not invited to Renee's psychic party. So she's salty about that. She like acts like she's over it. But she really wants to know.
And Carla wants to invite Drita as her plus one to a party that Drita was disinvited to. I love it.
I love Drita being like, you go into the psychic party? Not that I care. I wasn't invited.
Because you know I love psychics, though.
I'd be fucking pissed if I was not invited to the psychic party, honestly.
There's like a psychic party every week in Staten Island.
Yeah. It seems like there's lots of psychics to choose from because they had not one but two there. So it was like psychics are just looking to be at a party.
We cut to Renee at her. She's setting up for the girl. It's like a ladies' night, psychic night at her house. It's kind of like, you know, when they do like Botox parties.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic party. And Renee is jazzed. She's manically happy. And she's like, shot, shot, shot. Take a tequila. And then she goes up. Renee is totally twisted. Like, she's fucking, she's like turned at this party.
She's gone full Hereditary at this party. And she's like, AJ, you got to go get your cards read. And she makes AJ like sit. And he, you can tell he's just like so over it. Like, he does not want to do this. He's like doing it for his mom. And like, the psychic is not going to tell him anything good. It's not like, anything is, his future is bleak at this point. Like, his family is in crisis.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's this one, Renee, she's like, takes a shot and she goes, oh. And then she runs over, runs over to her girlfriend. She goes, are you going to get a reading? I was like, oh my God, I've been her. I was like,
excited like that.
No, but I've been her. Like, I've been like lit like that, taking shots and just being like, what's going on here? Like walking up to my friends are just like, oh, we're just standing here.
You're okay. Like a drunken alter ego is Renee. Like this is Renee and you are living like parallel lives in 2010.
No, 100%. Like I'm, that was me. We were doing the same thing at the same time. And like crying and just being like having ruddy,
freaking out,
coke nose and just like, running up to people like, news? Hey, you gonna go get a reading? I want everyone. I think you should go over right now. We've got two of them.
This cold, the aftermath of this cold is making me like have rodeo laugh.
It's why I wear my hat.
Oh my God. Carrie just put a cowboy hat on. It's so good.
Thanks. Shot, 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 she says. Literally, that was me in my dorm in college. My closet itself, like, making everyone drink. Taking shots and then getting weird. That was me.
I love that.
There were, like, pictures of me with, like... drunk, blackout drunk. I haven't come out yet, and I'm wearing, like, a hat. Like, a baseball hat to the side, and I'm going...
cool. I'm like classic straight behavior.
Having down 10 shots, like literally 10 shots of like Kamchatka.
What's Kamchatka?
Like shit plastic handle vodka.
Woo.
Where it like makes your blood like burn.
That was me in like college classic with like redheaded behavior. Sluts. I'd be like, I'm a redheaded slut, please. And then and then mean like, woo, at the bar.
Classic straight behavior.
Shots. Shots that burn your insides. They liquefy your intestines.
And then like going up to like friends and just being like, hey.
You're gonna get a reading. You're like, yeah,
she's got two like 60-year-old Staten Island psychic women at either end of the house.
I like the blonde one that reads AJ, but I love she's like, well, things are gonna get hard for you. She's like, you probably are gonna spend a lot of time alone. And AJ's like, great.
Yeah. Yeah, AJ's like catatonic in this reading and says not one thing.
Mm-mm. He just like blank stares at her and then like it ends and he gets up and just like walks up the stairs to his room.
Karen gets a reading that I kind of like glossed over in my head.
Me too. I just wrote her psychic. It's a ghoul. She was yeah. Ghoulish and had ghoulish behavior. She had a little notepad that just had scribblings on it. Like, meaningless scribblings. And I was like, this is devilish.
Renee walks in and she goes, I want to get a reading in front of all the women. I want to get a reading. She's like, is that okay? That's me.
Just you.
And she sits down and, like, all the women gather and she sits down. And Renee goes, all right, right here I see blood. I see guts. And I see the devil. Like, holy shit. when she closes her eyes, she sees the devil.
Mm-hmm. The devil has made himself known to Renee. She's incommunicado with him.
And the psychic goes, actually, Renee, that's not what's being spelled out here. But she goes, you have an easier time with men than women. And I was like,
classic.
And she goes, the Aquarius, there's an Aquarius presence that's really basically like riding your dick and like giving you a lot of shit. And Renee just goes, she goes, it is an Aquarius. So it's true.
It's true.
And Carla goes, usually I think psychics are bullshit, but what she's saying to her is right.
Yeah, the psychic reads Renee and then also kind of tells her what's what about like the, didn't she kind of tell her something about the junior situation a little bit?
Yeah, she was like, get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Basically. Slapped her.
You don't need psychic to tell you that.
Yeah, like my like 1-year-old niece could tell you that.
Renee probably sent this psychic like email links to all the news.
Just like, before you do a reading, I just want you to know this whole situation.
And it's like anyone with a head on their shoulders and a brain would be like, get a fucking grip, lady.
She sent the email to the psychic and wrote, did you see the news? It's like, it's like, no. Carla's mom the next day comes over and like just sasses her. She like hits her grandkid at one point, which I kind of loved.
Yeah, they need to be like kept in line. And Carla's yeah. like, without my mom, I just don't know what I would do. And then they like dismiss the kids into the other room and have a conversation about like, should I tell them where their dad is? And the mom's like, no, don't do it. And I was like, literally, classic. They're in the same house as you. Like, they also, they could watch this show and then know, like, what is this ruse? The jig is up.
The jig is
6 years. Where do they think know. He is? They absolutely know.
They actually fully know. They're sending him care packages.
Mm-hmm. They're pen pals.
Drina and Renee meet at dinner and they bury the hatchet.
I was glad to see them move past this. Drina goes,
I said I would never apologize twice, but I will. She goes, and you have major issues, Renee. And Renee goes, And she goes, but so do I.
She goes, my temper is fucking horrendous. I wanted to drive my car through your fucking house.
And Renee was like, I know. I was like, I love that they're acknowledging this. Also, Drita doesn't technically apologize. She's like, I'm going to apologize for what I said to you. But then doesn't really do it. Yeah.
But I love that. You have major issues. And then Renee goes,
And then they like get cocktails. They're like, we're okay. We're going to get shit faced now.
And then it cuts immediately to the next night. Renee's getting drinks again. Renee is, she's the queen of cocktails. The queen of lounge. Queen of
cocktails. She loves like a wild kind of mixologist cocktail.
Yeah.
Because at Buddha Lounge, the server was like, you know, we have this one called the Crazy Mama. It's really delicious. And Renee goes, Crazy Mama! I'll have that one. I'm going to have a crazy mama. Like, you can really get her with, like, a $16 cocktail.
She's tickled by the names.
Mm-hmm.
Renee and Karen meet at Z1 Lounge. Renee goes, you know, Karen, we better do this once a week. Gotta come here once a week and just get drinks with each other.
And then some rando dude comes up to them.
He has a head tattoo.
Yeah, like a...
on the back of his head.
It's like halfway between... it's like a neck/back of ear tat.
He comes up to them he's immediately like, I really want to show you guys some pics. And they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, and Karen's like, what, of your penis? And he's like, yeah. And Renee's like, how fucking dare you? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, first Renee goes, excuse me.
What?
And Karen goes, she goes, I don't want to have sex with you, so don't show me your dick. And he goes, I don't want to have sex with you either, but I just want to show it to you. I'm like,
this is just classic Staten Island flirting. Like, I feel like this is just how it goes.
You will see my dick.
You will see my dick. And like, I don't want to have sex with you. But then you're also kind of like loving the attention.
Yeah.
And then you start to threaten someone and scream at them. And then like you call your ex, and then that's like, that's foreplay for the night. And you actually might fuck the guy that wanted to show you his dick pic.
Renee's like half titillated by it. And then something snaps in her. And I think her like mafia, the short leash she keeps herself on, kind of like snaps into play, and she's like, what did you say to us? Get the fuck out of here. And she just starts screaming at the guy, and she's like, do you know who I am? And the guy's like,
also,
no.
Also, yeah, I think like she, in moments like this, she still thinks of herself as a married woman. And so it's like so disrespectful for a man to like flirt brazenly and like show a married woman his dick pics.
Yeah.
And so she resorts back to like clutching her pearls about it.
Totally.
And also can't just say like, hey, we're trying to have like a girl's night. We're not interested. Like, thanks so much. Bye.
No, she has to. She says, she goes, I demand respect. And she goes, do you know who I am? And he's like, no, I don't. She's like, well, you're about to find out. And I was like, oh, this is, she was just waiting to pull the mob card.
Yeah. She was like, I got to call Junior. I got to call Junior. This man's about to lose his teeth.
Yeah. So she calls Junior and she's like, you better come get me or you're going to be the one bailing me out.
She's like, I'm at Z1 Lounge.
Junior, I'm at Z1 Lounge. You better come here fast, Junior.
This guy's fucking disrespecting me. And if you don't get here, you're going to be the one bailing me out for once. She loved saying that.
She and Karen go out to the snow, like the snowbank parking lot, the freezing cold parking lot to smoke.
So
sick.
Cold.
And Renee goes, I just got shit from a drunken Irishman.
Like, and Karen goes, I wouldn't use Drita's pussy to fuck you. And I was like, Karen? Like, wow. Yeah, I was like, that's harsh.
Then, but Karen again flip flops. She's like, Renee's just like wanting an excuse to like pull the mob girl princess card. But I'm like, but she's also loving it.
Loves it.
Yeah.
I kind of think that this whole thing might have been staged. Like,
yeah. That guy, yeah. Like,
why would this guy come up? Like
it's like a Tuesday night at Z1 Lounge in Staten Island.
Renee's sister was like, hey, go up to these ladies and like talk shit.
She's like, I'll pay you $100. You might get beaten up.
I'll buy all your drinks tonight. And production will drive you home.
Z1 Lounge is still open.
Wow. They've really lasted through it all. We got to go there.
We do.
You should have a show in Staten Island at Z1 Lounge.
Take the ferry over.
Mm-hmm. We should start the show on the ferry and then like it continues until we get to Z1 Lounge.
That would be otherworldly. Then Junior pulls up. He like almost runs over Renee. He like is so angry. Pulls up in his white car. And Renee goes, oh! I was like, oh God.
And I'm also just like, why are you calling your ex-husband to come defend your honor? You're like wanting to him to administer a beat down to this like Irishman, and he's out on bail. Like, this is a bad situation to put him in, but it is just part of the drama.
Well, I think then she realizes that. I think when he gets there, I think she like couldn't help herself, and then when he actually comes, I think she's like, oh wait, he's already in a deep shit right now. So then she's trying to, he's all pissed because like,
but she likes to like rev him up just to try and calm him down. Like, it's still like, I'm feel like I'm channeling her like vibrations of just so excited. Like, her man showing up so angry, and then she gets to be like, I don't want you to talk to him because your heart is beating too fast. And this is truly like, she is so turned on.
She's like, your heart's beating really fast. Your heart's beating. He's like in the doorway. Let me in there.
Let me in. I'll just talk to him.
So then he, and the guy is like trolling him and like doing like boxing stretches. And then Junior goes in to the guy to confront him, and we see them talking. And then he comes in, he goes, Renee, get out of here. And he pulls her over to the guy, and he goes, what do you want to say to her? And he goes, hey, Renee, I'm very sorry. So like, he either intimidated him, or I don't know what happened.
Yeah, or they were like, we have to talk for a little bit because we're filming, but then like, now this is the part like where you're going to say sorry. And the guy's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, he was like, hey man, this is all staged. Like, mm-hmm. your sister-in-law put me up to it.
He's like, all right. She called me too earlier. And they talk, and they're like, what are you drinking? And he's like, beer.
He's like, I just want to make her happy. And then Renee goes, oh, I think he knows who I am now.
She goes, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. And then Junior speeds off, and then Renee and Karen leave immediately. And they're like, on to the next place. They want to go fast, like get turned somewhere else. And Renee goes, see, my ex-husband still loves me.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, all right, Karen, I got an 8-ball waiting for us at the Lotus Lounge.
Someone tagged me. They showed me that pic that you were talking about where Renee is like posing, taking a cute selfie in front of like rails of blow.
I know.
I love her just partying well into her 50s.
And just the face tuning is out of control.
Putting a whole new face on your head, and then and then also just like having rails of blow in the background.
She keeps going in all her pictures.
She also has shared the same photo of herself and her new man like 89 times. I feel like every time I open up Instagram, Renee is like deleted and reposted the same picture of her and her man at dinner with like the hashtag stoned. And I'm like, okay, we get it. You guys went out to dinner like at a cannabis themed restaurant and like ate a weed Caesar salad. Like, we know. Let's like move on to the next part of your life, please.
So stoned.
Stoned. Hashtag stoned. Her new man is hot, though. I'm happy for her. Yeah, it seems hot. Like he's like really thriving.
He's like young and hot.
I want nothing but the best for my queen. But like, she fucking rages. I can't imagine being as turnt as Renee is. Like,
but maybe
a cold near shut my body down for 2 days. Like, the thought of doing shots of tequila, smoking weed, and railing blow 15 years from now is like, it puts me in the grave.
I feel like she stopped doing like speed and just picked up weed, and now is like discovered weed for the first time and is like feeling herself
stoned. #stoned.
Stoned.
Looking up her fucking Instagram, because I swear to God, there's probably 40 pics from that stone. Yep. The most recent one that she posted 19 hours ago is the same photo she posted like last week.
Stoned.
Mine. All mine. She loves her new man. I'm happy for her. This is stunning. This is me waiting for my table at the Capri Room at Buca di Beppo.
She's an Italian queen.
She's also like fully face tuning her body in pictures. Look at this waist.
Unbelievable.
Casual work day. #stoned. Stoned. I think
stoned.
I love her. I like AJ too. AJ's hot. I'm glad that it seems like he really worked it out.
Yeah.
Renee also, though, is doing like Italian mother power moves to AJ's wife. She posted a photo of the two of them, and she goes,
happy birthday at Andrea Simone. I don't know why. I swear your birthday is the 10th, but I'm very wrong, as AJ just pointed out. I'm like, you know exactly when this girl's birthday is, and you like purposefully don't acknowledge it. I was like,
can you imagine her as a mother-in-law?
No, this is us blurred to perfection.
Her daughter-in-law looks like her.
Yeah, I thought that it was her daughter for a second, or her even in one of the photos that she posted.
Yeah. Stoned. Anyway, the next week looks insane.
What's going to happen next week?
Just more fighting, I think, between Drita and... I think Drita and Karen fight.
I love that. They need to fight. They need to duke it out, because Karen's been playing both sides. Bless ya.
Thanks. Yeah, she needs to, like, someone needs to remind her that she's a snake. Once you're a snake, Karen. You're always a snake.
You're a snake and a rat.
You're a rat.
You're a rat snake, Karen.
Karen.
Well, I love these ladies. I'm so happy to be a part of their world.
Me too. Even though I hope they know that we're potting.
Well, it seems like all of them are like, Sammy the Bull is a podcaster. He's just like us.
He is.
He just records his little podcast and puts it online. We need to get like Sammy the Bull on this podcast. Do you think he would do it?
Probably.
I'm like, this is Carrie. He's straight as an arrow. Don't worry about it.
I know. I'm like a little afraid. Actually, I feel like he's probably down. Like, down with the gays.
Yeah, he loves the gays. He's an ally.
Well, I think that... Didn't the mob used to own some of the gay bars? Like the Stonewall era? I think the mob like owned some of those bars because it was like easy money.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that makes them allies, though. I think they still like hated the gays. They hated the gays. They wanted that gay, the gay coin.
Never forget the Sopranos.
Never forget. R.I.P. Vito.
Vito.
My sweet gay. Vito. Just wanted to go live in New Hampshire.
Funny story.
What?
I am friends with the actor who played Vito's guy at the bear bar or the leather bar.
Really?
Jim Smaglia. He's a great actor. He's from New Jersey and he was playing one of the, I think, remember like there's like a younger guy that Vito's dancing with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have like multiple GIFs of that saved on my computer and phone.
Jimmy, he's great. That was him. Legend.
Wait, the guy, not the guy that played like Johnny Hotcakes or whatever. Oh, he actually has passed away. But the guy at the bar was like a different guy.
Sal Lacuzzo. Cute. Maybe he didn't play the gay guy.
No.
Anyway, he was on The Sopranos.
I love that.
Love that. Guys, our tour tickets are still on sale. It's coming up next month. She's starting it. So get on that. Almost selling out some of the shows.
Yeah. One Night Chicago sold out. The rest are going to sell out. We can't wait to be on the road.
We can't wait to hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it. Or She's Starting Hats are still for sale.
Buy a hat. Go to the shows. Follow Carrie. That's why you wear Carrie O.
Follow Laura. Lars Marie.
And Carrie's going to be... MIA on Thursday, but I have special guest Jamie Stein joining for a Beverly Hills Angels recap. I had to get a psychic involved or an intuitive because I really need...
Speaking of psychics.
Yeah, I need to know like more about Erica Jane. So, yeah.
I think you guys are going to be in good hands.
Great hands.
Wish you well. Wish you all well. Love and light.
Bye.